Nolte, Trump to sign executive order outlawing mail-in ballots. By John Nolte on August 18, 2025. President Trump released a Truth Social statement Monday morning announcing he will sign an executive order outlawing mail-in ballots nationwide. He's also targeting the easily manipulated voting machines that leave no paper trail to back them up. "I am going to lead a movement to get rid of mail-in ballots. And also, while we're at it, highly inaccurate, very expensive, and seriously controversial voting machines," wrote the president. He added that these machines cost 10 times more than accurate and sophisticated watermark paper, which is faster, and leaves no doubt, at the end of the evening, as to who won, and who lost, the election. "We are now the only country in the world that uses mail-in voting. All others gave it up because of the massive voter fraud encountered," he continued. "We will begin this effort, which will be strongly opposed by the Democrats because they cheat at levels never seen before, by signing an executive order to help bring honesty to the 2026 midterm elections. At first, it sounds ridiculous. The Constitution clearly gives each state the right to manage its own elections. So Trump's executive order can only be worth the paper it's printed on, correct? Not exactly. First off, even after more than a decade of proving he can do what many considered impossible, starting with forcing Barry Obama to cough up his birth certificate, people still underestimate Trump. Roe v. Wade, anyone? Iran's nuclear program, anyone? How about a totally secure border, mass deportations, 7 peace deals in 7 months, the tariffs working, successfully suing the regime media, defunding NPR, gutting the Department of Education, bringing the Jew-hating Ivy League to its knees? He's even on the verge of overturning birthright citizenship. So, what's the play here? From a political point of view, Trump's doing what he has always done best. And that's launching a serious debate about something that Democrats and the corporate media had successfully labeled a third rail issue that is forever settled and can no longer be debated without severe consequences: election denier, racist, etc. Secondly, as this executive order is litigated in the courts, who knows what precedents will be set? What's the worst case? We're right back where we started from. As we are seeing with Russia and Ukraine, unlike every GOP president before him, Trump is willing to take big, public chances at failure to move the ball. No other president would have met with Putin without a victory of some kind, no matter how small, already in the bag. Trump did. In my lifetime, that might be unprecedented. Finally, there's this. And this might be the secret sauce. There is no question that mail-in ballots invite and allow for massive fraud, or that Democrat-run states and cities have no incentive to clean up the fraud when they benefit from that fraud. But when the locals allow for this kind of cheating, the result is the disenfranchisement of other voters. And that is a civil rights violation. And it is the jurisdiction of the federal government to ensure our civil rights. You'll note in Trump's Truth Social post that he's deadlined this issue for the 2026 midterm elections. Don't be surprised if we see a lot of judicial and federal action on this matter. One of Trump's secret powers is convincing people he's just bloviating. That's how he catches them off guard. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.